Hey, let's do one on a Smokey Lee, Smokeylee, 11-9-34. This is a 90-year-old gentleman, ex-Marine. Has done different works after that. He'd also been incarcerated for some time. Patient had a history of end-stage heart disease, congestive heart failure. Status post-open heart surgery times two in 2020-23. History of stroke, hypertension, PTSD, history of valve problems, heart valve issues requiring valve replacement. Patient is also has a severe peripheral vascular disease and diabetes and neuropathy, period. New paragraph, family history is positive for cancer, colorectal cancer, mother died of some sort of cancer. Social, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, he lives alone. Medical problems, hypothyroidism, hypertension, coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure. Review of system, he's quite short of breath. He's refused to go to the hospital. He refused to go to the to go see his doctor. He's very weak. His blood pressure is 149/104 with a pulse of 99/95/92. He says he's just a piece of meat that nobody cares about. So why should he go to the doctor? His family has asked for palliative and hospice care to get involved to take care of the patient for the remainder of his life, period. Review of system, short of breath. He's very cantankerous, difficult to deal with. He has his own idea of what he wants. He did not want to do his blood pressure because he didn't like the blood pressure cuff that was available. He's also anxious. He has issues with shortness of breath at rest, shortness of breath with activity. He requires at least three or four pillows at night to go to sleep, PND, orthopnea, and unstable symptoms of unstable angina, period. Vital signs as above. Heart positive, soul positive, stool, lungs, pure bronchi, abdomen soft, neck shows the JBD, skin cells, neurofibroma, mucosal with fatty lesions. Neurological, this is a 90-year-old ex-Marine with history of atherosclerotic heart disease, hypertension, orthopnea, PND, angina, shortness of breath, hypothyroidism. Patient's medication includes blood pressure medicine and as well as thyroid medication, but he's been out of his medicine for some time, and he's refused to go to the hospital, to his doctor to receive it, period. New paragraph. I believe patient would benefit from beta blocker, a metoprolol 50 milligram once a day, aspirin, continue with Synthroid 75 microgram once a day, period. Overall prognosis is quite poor, and given his advanced heart disease, his refusal for treatment and refusal for any further treatment and or going to the hospital, most likely he has less than 6 months to live during the natural progression of his end-stage heart disease. Thank you. Next number, history of stroke. Next number is weakness. Next number is shortness of breath at rest. Next number is shortness of breath with activity. Next number is PTSD. Next number is peripheral neuropathy.
Can you be on the day six story?